you have received the spirit of adoption, the sense through which we cry, Abba, Father. Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "In praying, do not babble like the pagans, who think that they will be heard because of their many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows what you need before you ask him. This is how you are to pray: Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. If you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions." The Gospel of the Lord. May the words of the Holy Gospel wipe away our sins. Respected pilgrims, brothers and sisters, the gospel that we have heard is the part of Jesus' speech on the mountain. Jesus cares a lot how people are praying. Every turning of the affection to us is false, wrong prayer. Jesus says that is what hypocrites do. When they pray in synagogues, when they pray in the streets, so people would praise them. May prayer not just be saying of the empty words, as pagans are doing. Just the lips are not enough. Heart needs to be engaged too. Only out of pure heart, sincere prayer to Heavenly Father will be coming out. Just the fact that Jesus said, "Pray like this, Our Father who art in heaven," he wanted to emphasize that we are the children of one Heavenly Father. To him we speak not as to the ruler, but as to the Father. In the second part of the prayer of the Lord, for 8 times, the words are repeated: us, ours, and never I or to me. That is why we speak to Heavenly Father in our needs, by not excluding anyone when it comes to the body, when it comes to the soul. And then everyone is going to be compassionate with each other. Everyone would be praying for them. Everyone would be forgiving to them if there's anything that should be forgiven. Where there are 2 or 3 gathered in my name, I am there among them. Brothers and sisters, very often I have the opportunity to ask people, do they pray in their families? The answers of those who do not pray are quite interesting. We could summon them up to something that says, there's no time, we work a lot, we do not spend much time together, children go to school, they come back from school really late, we are all tired, and we do not have any will for that. There was a lady, when asked, does she pray with her husband? She responded like this: he's not interested in prayer. He is in love with TV. I'm no longer interesting to him. He's jealous. He makes bad comments. He's looking at sports and soap operas every single night. I used to watch that as well. He never prayed, actually. Not even when he was young. Not even when there was no TV. I was not bothered by that ever since I experienced my conversion, ever since I came back to God. I'm really bothered by that. He doesn't even talk to me, unless when he's arguing and fighting. This is the case ever since we're married. Unfortunately, the story how we don't pray, the story could continue with this or similar words. Husband, son, or someone else goes to the church when there are funerals of the friends and for Christmas or Easter. But it is more so they wouldn't be any bad feelings for anyone, rather that they see the value of the Holy Mass or the prayer. Even the lady that I mentioned, she continues to speak and says, as she said, I have the impression that my husband doesn't even believe. He is baptized pagan. He hasn't confessed for 40 years. I feel sorry for my children. I have remorse and guilt consciousness. We haven't given them good example. Now I'm not able to advise them anything. I really feel guilty for their meek relationship, for their very bad relationship towards God. And what will happen to their children? When I get to know my husband, I wasn't interested whether he is faithful, whether he goes to the church, whether he prays or he doesn't pray. I wasn't even bothered with his curses and slandering. It was important for me that he loves me, that he is pleasing me. He agreed to marry in the church because my family wanted that. And when I came to his home, I just adjusted to their way of life. I gave birth to 3 children. Thanks be to God, I haven't killed anyone. Even though now I'm certain that I didn't live in the marital life as the church is teaching us. Unfortunately, not even before the marriage. Children were baptized. Children received the Holy Communion and the confirmation. And then I said, I will give them everything that the others would give them, so it wouldn't be that we are saying something against the world. And many years have passed from that. Children have their own nests. They married in the church. But that was just because I insisted on that. Church or Holy Mass does not interest them. As if they copied my behavior them about the prayer or Sunday Holy Masses, they don't react in a nice way. What do you care for that? What use do you have because you go to the church? I fear for their future. Even grandchildren are very disturbed. They're bothered with the arguments of their parents. If they would start praying, everything would have changed in their families. And in their marriages, too. Yes, you started to speak about prayer. You started to speak about the importance of sacraments only when the children went from the family. But dear lady, don't lose hope. God can turn your prayer always to good. And how this lady, brothers and sisters, how did she come to get to know that faith is important to her in her life? It is not enough just to be baptized, to receive the sacraments, to be married. That faith is not just some kind of tradition, but life with God. This is what she said. There was a neighbor who was coming very often to Medjugorje. She encouraged me to pray the rosary. I began to pray the rosary every day. Then I went along with my neighbor to one of the spiritual retreats, and there My image on God and in prayer has completely changed. I realize God is not someone far high above, someone who cannot reach any clouds, someone who spreads fear around himself. God was revealed in Jesus Christ, and today he is revealed to us, and he is given to us in the Holy Sacraments. At a seminar, particularly in Medjugorje, my perception of God and the Blessed Virgin Mary has changed. I realized that even today Jesus is so close to people, just as he was close to disciples and to the apostles, and every word that we hear from him is the same as his disciples were able to hear and as his contemporaries heard. It hasn't lost any value. Today, when I participate in the Holy Mass, when I receive the Holy Communion, I feel with my faith the presence of Jesus in the little piece of bread I receive. Take and eat, this is my body. And my confession is no longer just something formal. I remember how I confessed before the marriage. It wasn't right. It was really, really offensive. Is a sacrament of reconciliation. Confession is the encounter with the living God. I didn't even think about that. Confession for me was just the meeting with the priest who is sinful himself, so he doesn't need to be told everything. That is why I kept silent. I did not speak. I didn't say all of my sins. Today I believe that in confession I encounter a living God and God forgives me all of my sins. I believe to the words of Jesus, to whom you forgive, it will be forgiven to them. To those whom you retain sins, they will be retained. The word repentance is no longer just the word that I say or just any word. It is a sincere regret because I have neglected the commandment of God and I have saddened God. Today, now, I'm more than convinced when I say the prayer of the Lord, the prayer of our Father, that forgiveness to my neighbor means his and my healing in the soul. I would even say in body too, and that in the sacrament of the Holy Confession, God gives enough graces so we would be able to persevere in good and stay away from the sin, grave sins. And I'm aware that prayer in the sin without desire for sincere confession and for the repentance cannot bear fruit because God enters only into the pure heart that is open to God in freedom. Brothers and sisters, if we persevere in the prayer, with prayer we will feed our faith. Faith is going to help us. God is going to help us to change people and around ourselves and us. That is why Our Lady very often in her messages invites individuals and families to pray the rosary and to go to Sunday Holy Mass. May it be so. Amen.